KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. President Obama will give a primetime address tomorrow night in the wake of the California shootings. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports Obama wants to talk about how the nature of terrorist plotting against the U.S. has been changing.
That includes the threat of those who were born or brought up in America being radicalized, either on their own volition or under the influence of foreign zealots. Aides say the president's ready to discuss the evolving nature of the terrorist threat and how he thinks America will defeat it.
In his weekly address released today, the president says the tragedy in California this week is another reminder that it's way too easy for dangerous people to buy guns.
Right now, people on the no-fly list can walk into a store and buy a gun. That's insane. If you're too dangerous to board a plane, you're too dangerous by definition to buy a gun.
In the Republican address, Congresswoman Candace Miller says the House is working on a bill that would strengthen the visa waiver program, which she says has loopholes that can allow dangerous people into the country.
Our legislation would allow the Department of Homeland Security to suspend a country's participation in the program if it does not give us the information that we need to stop terrorists from coming here.
A statement aired on the Islamic State Group's official radio station says the mass shooting in California was carried out by two supporters of the extremist group, but the group stopped short of claiming responsibility for it. The radio report didn't refer to Saeed Farouk or Tashfeen Malik as actual members of the Islamic State Group. Authorities say a man was accidentally shot at a gun show in Phoenix, but is expected to recover. The Arizona Department of Public Safety says the man's friend was looking at a handgun when it somehow went off. This is AP Radio News. Truckloads of wreaths are heading out from Maine for Arlington National Cemetery and more than 1,000 veteran cemeteries across the country. Wreaths Across America says thousands of volunteers will place wreaths on veterans' graves in all 50 states this year, as well as Arlington National Cemetery. Spokesman Tobin Slavin.
In prior years, when we didn't have enough wreaths for the whole cemetery, they would move from one section to another each year. They'd choose different sections. But this year and last year, we've been able to do all sections at Arlington.
He says more than 900,000 wreaths will be placed to send a message next Saturday.
Join us on Saturday, December 12th. Help us place these wreaths. Say the name of the person where you're placing that wreath out loud and help us make sure that they don't have to pass away that second time. I think that's very important to the families.
In top 25 college football, Alabama beat Florida. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.